Good morning, blessed people of the world. How are you doing today? This is Dr. D coming to you live from the Boom Factor. And I'm telling you, oh my goodness. Well, I know you was looking for me yesterday, but I must confess, I did a snippet of the recording and did not publish it. And then when I went back, deleted. So I'm asking you guys to really, really pray for Dr. D. But I'm going to conquer this technology. I'm going to conquer it because guess what? I was in the midst of it when it was developing. Almost, let me see, I graduated from high school in 1983. So I began taking computer courses in 1980. I was a sophomore when they introduced the computers, these big old fat monitors, you know. And I literally was studying the programming side. Oh my gosh. And it shows you guys how it's so important that we cultivate our children, motivate them, you know, stop speaking all these negative, horrific words over their lives and be that support for them and encourage them. And if you even see a spark of interest in whatever that they're doing, motivate them. Because I must confess, I was not in a motivational stage in my life growing up. And so because of that, it hindered a lot of opportunities that could have catapulted me to where I needed to be. But I always say, but God. God always had his hand upon me. He always had somebody in my life to encourage me and look beyond everything else and saw the potential that was lying in me. And as of today, as I'm speaking, God sees potential in you. He sees potential in you, just like he saw potential in me. And that's why I'm still standing strong. I'm still standing bold. I'm still impacting the world, even if everybody don't see me, because I have also learned, and you must take this into consideration yourself and give yourself some grace, because every day that we wake up, we are not called to everybody that we see. And those that see us, they may not be called to hear you and be that friend or that colleague or that partner in that business or whatever the circumstances that you are feeling or dealing with right now. That's probably part of the affliction that Father God in heaven, who created all things in the beginning, he created it. He spoke it into existence. He did it. And because of that, he has placed you in a position to walk this authenticated life. So everybody around you are not for you. And you may not can gel with everybody. And that don't mean something is wrong with you. That means your purpose have to be fulfilled, because only you can fulfill it. Come on now. Now, this week, I started out on Monday about the afflictions. Many afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them out of them all. What does it really mean to be afflicted of the Lord? Whoa. Come on, Dr. D. Now, people saying God is good, he's love, and now you saying he's afflicting me? I thought it was the devil afflicting me. I thought all this stuff that's happening is a curse. I thought this pain that I'm feeling, oh my God, it's just everything coming against me, not God. Oh, my brother and my sister, we need to go back. I know we're hearing different stuff in church. I know we're hearing certain things on the television, but let me tell you something. get this out your spiritual reservoir that God won't allow affliction. Oh, we see it all the time in the Bible. We see Job. We see David. We see Daniel. We see Jeremiah. Come on now. At a point of time, even Adam was afflicted. Ah. That's why it's so important that we get into the Word and ask the Holy Spirit as we listen to the messages from our man and woman of God. We go into that service with our hearts geared to Father. They are the messengers. They're not your God. You're not to worship them. But you honor them in the respect that's due to their position. Okay? That's reverence. That's honoring. And that's easy to be done when your heart is geared towards God. Not to be manipulated. Not to be controlled. Not to fall onto this manipulative prophecy that grips people in the spirit and enslave them into bondage to stay in a particular place. No. That's not what Dad is saying. Dad is saying this type of affliction that is happening is separating. Like he said, don't worry about the wheat growing with the wheat and the tares. He said, because I'm going to come and separate. God is separating the wheat and the tares in our spiritual life and our soulless realm. And so when those affliction comes, you know, we be all in the name of Jesus, I bind the devil. Oh, I see you in the name of Jesus. You come. Stop. Stop it. Because in this season, the devil just sitting back and saying, why y'all keep blaming me? I ain't got nothing to do with this time. He said, I ain't got nothing to do with this time. I think y'all need to go back and ask that Holy Spirit that y'all always calling on to open up your eyes so you can really see that's Father God. God is doing this. Whoa. Come on now. So I want you all, I don't know if you guys really took time out to get your journal or start one or get a tablet or something. And I asked you all on Monday, okay? Today is, what is today? Tuesday? Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday. Wise Up Wednesday day, okay? So on Monday, I asked you all to write down what you're dealing with right now, this week. Monday was the day for you to acknowledge what was going on in your life. Good, bad, and ugly. To be honest. Because Father wants to equip you where you'll be able to wake up as a champion every day. Because now you understand what's happening. And when you really, really sit down and meditate with Father and let Him speak to you, He's going to start revealing some magnificent things to you. And you're going to be like, whoa, okay, I got it. It ain't going to feel good now, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's going to be totally different. I don't care what you've been through the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 years. This season right now, it may be in the same mechanism. You may be feeling the same type of test. But believe me, you at a whole nother dimension now. And remember, faith to faith, glory to glory. Forever level is a new devil, and that's for real. Because you're breaking through barriers in the spirit. These afflictions are not just afflictions in the flesh. These afflictions are targeting your progression in the spirit. Come on now. And the only way you're going to be able to tread upon serpents, speak with power and authority, you're going to have to conquer this time. We're going to have to break some barriers. We're going to have to expose the different areas, the familiar spirits that keep coming around as cycles and patterns with these types of afflictions. And there are many types of afflictions. Prayerfully, you was honest with yourself because, see, you got to be honest with yourself. You know, like with me, I had to really sit down and say, Lord, you know what? Help me. I need the budget better. Yeah, hey, confession, good for the soul. I need the budget better. And I learned, don't count your eggs before they hatch. That's an old saying. That's an old folklore. Because, see, I'm a giver, all right? And I'm like, in back of my head, I say, oh, well, I know this is coming. So let me, I can help you. I can help you. Here, be blessed. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. I got you. Be blessed. Because in the back of my head, my own stinking thinking, I know I have resources coming. But what happens when the resources don't come? Whoa. Uh-oh. What happens when you forecast and expect certain payments to hit your account and they don't? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You see? So that's something I know that God's saying, okay, daughter, where I'm about to take you, I need you. Hey, it's not a sin for you to check your account. It's not a sin to balance your books every day. It's not a sin. You're not greedy for money because you're trying to make sure that this is being taken care of, that being taken care of, and how much you got left over. See, that was something. I know I'm helping somebody. We have to be wise like the brides in the Bible. All right? This is the season, you guys. Part of our afflictions, whatever that affliction is that you're dealing with, if it's with sickness, okay? If it's with depression, why you depressed? What's going on? You see? If you're grieving, okay, what was the loss? Let's analyze that loss. Why are you grieving about that? Why is it so hard for you to let that go? And I know I'm not being insensitive to individuals that have lost children. Well, they're not even lost, y'all. They have crossed over to the other side and they're alive and well. We still here in this test. All right? But see, our soulish realm has part of that. Like the other day, come to think of it, I can share this with my mom. All right. Hey, me and my mom, we had just got cool. Things started happening. And then all of a sudden, COVID hit. Boom. Just the other day, I was thinking about my plants in the office. I said, oh, man, I got to water Lily. You know, because we revived her. My son helped me revive her because I accidentally left the plant in the car. And it was so hot, I forgot that Lily was in the back of the hatch, y'all. Lord, help me. So thank God for Thriver. He went, he said, I got something for you, mom. Because I share with him with some plants and he getting a green thumb now. So he helped revive Lily. And I just was thinking like, oh man, I got to get to the office, man. I got to water Lily. All right. And so just that thought, I thought about my mom. Because my mom, she loved plants. I mean, you go to her house, she have beautiful flowers and trees and plants and vegetables. And she grow her bell peppers. I mean, that's what I knew. I grew up on that. When we was living in the Algiers, when she had that house back there, that whole backyard, we had to get dogs because people was crossing the fence to steal our eggs. We had chickens. We had banana tree, a kumquat tree. We had tomatoes, bell peppers, chives. I mean, everything that you need to cook with on the vegetable side, we had it in the backyard. Come on now. And that's where we need to be going back to. Just a little plug. And my dad, he was my stepdad, but still was my dad. Him and the brothers, every month, they went out hunting. Man, let's go try to get some brothers now. I said, come on, bro, let's go hunting. They probably look at you like, hunting? Why you don't want to go to the store? See, that's you see how they just then stripped all our natural abilities to provide for ourselves? And they'll go hunting. They'll come back with deer, rabbit. Man, meat have ice chests. We get there as the women. We in the kitchen, right? We get there. Once they clean it, they bring it in there. Now we got to store it up. We saute it, you know, and pasteurize it, whatever how you do that, and wrap that thing up and put it in the deep freezer. We have meat for days. So, check that out. So, with that said, the thought, I know I don't went on a rabbit hole, but y'all, if y'all know of Dr. D, this is an audio diary of my life to to be able to have an impact on somebody else's life to say, hey, you can make it. You don't have to commit suicide. You don't have to give up your life. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to live in a world of sorrow. You don't have to be sad and feel that you've been abandoned. No, because God gonna bring you through. And I thought about Liddy, and then I thought about my mom. I said, oh, man, wow. This is interesting. 3 years later, I finally had like, dog, I miss my mama. I wanted to call her and ask her something about gardening. Because I want to build a garden in the back of my house. Got all this land. I said, Got to get this land so I can start my garden, start my own vegetable. You see what I'm saying? And go fishing. Catch the fish. So grief will cause some misery and hopelessness because we're grieving over things that we have lost. Not only our family members or our children, you know what I'm saying? It could be like a job. It could be, you know, you lost, like, I lost my, it was a, I ain't gonna say like a trinket, but you know how we have these little key rings and like when we travel different places as memories, right? And so this particular key ring, I don't know if it's a key ring, but I know it's an ornament, right? And me shifting around with keys and stuff and a lot of stuff moving here and moving there. I was like, I was looking for it one day. I said, oh, man. And I felt like I had really lost something. I was like, oh, man. And the Holy Spirit had to stamp me out of it because it was something. I was attached to it. I had got attached to it, okay? And it had a certain memory to it, right? And because I didn't have it, I thought that I lost the memory, and the Holy Ghost said, no, you'll always have the memories. But that particular, detach yourself from that. That's causing you hardship. It's causing you a distraction. You won't be able to move forward if you keep holding on, thinking, oh, man, I wonder where that's at. You know, and wonder, and like every other day or whatever, when I think about it, I'm trying to find it. Before you know it, a whole hour, 2 hours then pass, I'm trying to look for something that is gone. It's gone. You lost it. It's gone, Danielle. It's gone. I said, oh, let me shake this off. Man, all right, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to let this go. Y'all see what I'm saying? So afflictions come in all different forms. But know this one thing. Know this one thing. That the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Why did he say he would deliver you out of them all? Delivered means deliverance. To deliver a sense of remedy, a resolution. Come on, let's put that together. So whatever you wrote down on Monday on what you're dealing with, and then you see a circle pattern. Let me go back and just identify some stuff. Affliction is a state of pain. A state of pain. Just think about that. It's a state. A state is something that's, hey, that's in a moment, right? So, affliction is a state of pain, distress, grief, or misery. It can cause a mental or bodily pain as sickness, loss, calamity, or persecution. Whoa. So we got two things going on here. State. And if you're in that state for a period of time, then it will cause you bodily pain. Whoa. So the distress can open up the avenues. Now, see, this is where the enemy can have a foothold now. Because, see, remember now, God already God already didn't approve you and say, hey, she gonna make it, go ahead. That's what he told the devil for Job, right? Yeah, because he was inquiring about it. And Job was minding his own business, right? Joseph was an upright man. Job. I meant to say Job. He was an upright man. And remember, back then, before Christ, before the Holy Spirit, everything that was happening, they automatically knew. This was the hand of God, because they was not in that state of knowing that the devil was the devil, right? They just knew it was evil. Oh, this is evil. The Lord brought evil upon us. We must repent. And that's how they was quick to fast. They was quick to fast and rent themselves and soak themselves in ashes and humble themselves before the mighty hand of God. You see, now we only need grace. Where sin abound, grace abound more. But sometimes, well, most of the time, I ain't gonna say sometimes, most of the time people have taken grace for granted. And they feel like, oh, I can just do what I want to do. I can just go to the church. Hey, let the pastor pray over me. I'm good. I'm going back and handling my business. Ouch. Not this season, y'all. Not this season. Because the afflictions now that are happening, if you don't seek God wise early, the enemy going to be right there and take you out. And he's doing it, man. He's attacking. Man, we got to conquer these afflictions and go through them with the admiration and joy, knowing that, hey, God got me. Hey, he saved me in the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord's going to deliver me out of this. He said he's going to deliver me. That means deliverance is happening. It's going to happen. I don't care how long it feels, it takes, it looks like. God's going to deliver you, people. So I'm going to wrap this up because I see the time is spent. The time is spent, but it's good spent. So, let's break some stuff down. It may be longer than a week with this because this really catapult me to this next dimension that God has me in. And I know if I encounter this type of, not so much this type of affliction, but the demonic attacks that attach themselves with it. Because at first I was fighting against it until the Holy Ghost said, wait, no. Go back and read this scripture. This is the Lord's doing. Oh, and it's going to be marvelous in his eyes. And those that have eyes to see will see what he has done in your life. Whoa. So, the state of pain, affliction is a state of pain. That just stick with state. The affliction is a state. A state is like a condition. A physical makeup of something that have you planted, and it will develop and grow if you stay in that state. Oh, ouch. Come on, y'all. So if I'm always in a state of pain, oh, my head hurt, my leg hurt, my foot hurt, my eye hurt, oh, my stomach hurt. That's becoming a state, a condition that you are developing for growth. Do you want pain to grow in your life? No. You want to be delivered from that pain. So now we got to combat it, right? We got to combat it with another state. A state that's already unconditional, unmovable, always abounding. And the work of the Lord. That work is the word. The word comes out of our mouths over the condition that we are dealing with in this particular affliction. So if I have pain in my body, okay, what part of the body? What's going on? Well, maybe something's going on with your foot. Maybe something like at one time I couldn't walk because I had fractured my ankle. I had fell on my job and fractured my ankle, and it really was causing some havoc. And the more I meditated on that pain, my foot, I got pictures of it. My feet got so big, my ankle was so inflamed. And my job, they didn't pay me no working compensation, man. I'm telling you, I'm still fighting that. From 2019. And so it flamed, and then they thought they was doing something because, oh, we send you to therapy. Okay, well, the man, he was a good therapist. He was a good physical therapist. And he was showing me on the picture. I think I took a picture of that. And he was showing me on the inside, because I kept telling the doctor, it's a pain. It's something happening on the inside of the bone. So the physical therapist was showing me the different ligaments, things that we could not see, I could not see. Unless you literally take an x-ray and know that particular, he was a foot specialist. Oh, come on. That's a whole nother message. Jesus. Because he was a specialist for this type of pain, he was able to show me and identify what I was feeling that I was trying to explain to the regular doctor, the MD, who was not a foot specialist. Uh-oh, come on. That's going to help some of y'all right now. So he was showing me the different ligaments that was attaching itself to the bone and what was fractured. And he was saying right here, and he had the x-ray. He said, this the x-ray, and see, we do see the fracture. He said, but within that fracture, look at all these ligaments. These right here is firing. Oh, come on now. Come on now. I know I'm helping somebody. So because it was I was feeling the pain, but what was happening, it was really mending itself together. But as I kept pressing it, not having the right support system, come on now, I didn't have the right word system to combat that pain. And I'm thinking I'm doing something good by moving my feet, standing on and walking in. I had the brace on. No. It was some instructions that the foot specialist gave me to give the ligaments time to heal. So I couldn't be on my feet for so many hours. I had to lift my leg up to relieve the stress off the ligaments, the tendons. Whoa. So a lot of times I found with myself, I'm in an affliction that happens. I'm not really identifying the real target. And even though the doctor just looked at the x-ray and said, oh, well, okay, we'll give you a brace. We'll give you some Motrin, you know, for the pain. And we'll see you in 2 to 3 weeks. But when I went to the specialist, it identified the target area that need to be taken care of. Oh, come on now, Holy Ghost. That was good. So with our particular affliction, and all of us have different ones. Some may be familiar, but you cannot. I must stress this too. Stop comparing your life, your situation with somebody else's. Because even though it may feel like it's similar, they are going through a whole different pattern. They are dealing with so many different cycles. They are dealing with a whole nother arena at a whole nother level than you. Now, even me sharing this with you, you can take what I'm saying and say, oh, but now you have to apply and mold it to your lifestyle. You see? It may not be pain. It may be a illness. Okay, so what kind of illness? How can I target this? And the most famous one people we're dealing with is diabetes and heart issues and high blood pressure. Okay, so let's target that. First of all, what caused the high blood pressure? I can tell y'all right now, stress. Worrying about personal life. Lack of resources family issues, that's pressure. High blood pressure comes from pressure and stress. So now let's talk it at. Where is it coming from? How do you feel when you talk to a certain person or when you go to a certain place or you into a certain environment? How do you feel? Because you may have to withdraw yourself from it. Now, you got to go on with the body. Okay, what are you eating? What things that you have to shift to change your eating here? Not stop, but you might have to just minimize it. You may have to drink more water. You might have to go do some walking to start cultivating your heart to be able to regulate in the proper beat, in the rhythm that God designed. Eliminate yourself from areas of stress that's raising your high blood pressure. And I always tell people, girl, they rose my blood pressure. I just can't deal with them. And then the next day I'm hearing you talking to them again. Okay, I think that's an issue right there. We have to be wise brides in this season, y'all. And I know I gave y'all a lot, but I just wanted to communicate with you all to let you know that, hey, many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all, out of Psalms 34:19. Let's identify the state of the affliction now. Monday, we looked at what's going on. What is happening in our lives right now, right? What is happening in our lives right now? And what is that affliction? What is this, that very thing that's really taunting you and bothering you? And it's like, you just can't get over this. It's like, why does this keep happening? It's like I'm doing good and boom, shakalaka, here goes something else. Guess what? It's just beginning to develop and it's growing. You got to stop that growing and that growth and reverse it. In the name of Jesus, you got to reverse it. And I'm going to leave y'all with this prayer. And we're going to say this prayer at the end of all of these messages, because I'm telling you, I know what God has done for me. And y'all know I bring the heat. I bring the heat. Because I'm trying, I'm striving. I'm like Moses and Jesus. Hey, I'm going to drift away. You see, you got to be able to drift away into the arms, in the bosom of the Father of the Most High. And allow him to talk to you. And allow him to show you. Not you trying to be super spiritual, you know, universe, crystals, and all this other stuff that people be doing. Nah, you better stay with the Lord thy God, Jehovah Jireh. Yahshua, who died on the cross for all of us. He died for the whole world, even though the whole world is not accepting him. But he died for the whole world. And your sins, my sins, all these curses, everything was on the tree, was upon him. By his stripes, we was already healed. So we just have to be able to revert and get into that state of development. So his righteousness and his love and his mercy and his healing and his wealth dwell in us to come forth and be effective like he already called us to be. So right now we're going to pray against, right now we're going to pray against these afflictions that is plaguing you today. And whatever that affliction is, when we get down to the curse part, you're going to put that, you're going to speak that out. So today I command, and in afflictions, I didn't even go, I ain't have time. I'm going to have to do that on another segment. Okay. Afflictions is attached to familiar spirits. Whoa. All right. We're going to deal with that on the next broadcast. Okay. So I command all familiar spirits, quote unquote afflictions. So you're going to put, you know, just listen. I command all familiar spirits to leave in Jesus' name. I call off every familiar spirit assignments against my finances, my health, and my family. I speak and decree that I am redeemed from the curse of this affliction. So I put finance, affliction of sickness, affliction of sorrow, whatever that affliction is, you put it there. I speak and decree that I am redeemed from the curse and that all familiar spirits are unassigned to me and my family by the blood of the Lamb today in Jesus' name. I pray that the power and authority of Jesus Christ, who conquered the devil at the cross, rise up in me and give me the discernment to take authority over every evil work that is attached to the familiar spirit of affliction and that is put underneath my feet, and I end these patterns of negative things in my life and in my family life, in my finances, in my health. I annihilate it now in Jesus' name. You familiar spirit no longer have right to operate against me in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that I am free. Glory to God, because your words say, Father, many afflictions are the righteous, but you deliver me out of them all. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want you all to make sure that you leave me a voice message. Let me know where you're from, what city, state, country you're from listening to this broadcast. All right? You can leave a message. Let me know how this broadcast is helping your life. What do you feel about this message? And if you're interested in me talking about some other things, just let me know. You can always go. You can see where I'm playing around with some new images. And for some apparent reason, you guys, the one I put up there, the Danielle Irvin Show, which it will be the Danielle Irvin broadcast. However, I'm trying to get it down to put another one up. So it's still the Boom Factor, okay? It's still a Boom Factor, so I want you to go over here. Boom Factor YouTube channel. Go in and subscribe and like that broadcast, because we'll be having live shows coming up, all right? Which I did, and like I told you, I was having technical difficulties with my Zoom. I had did a lot of recordings, and just it's probably my Google Drive, but I'm going to find it, y'all. So that's why I say I appreciate you guys who've been faithful and patient with me with this. And we also have a Facebook page, Boom Factor Radio, or Boom Factor TV, and Instagram. So go ahead over there and stay connected with our social media, as I am learning how to cultivate this social media. But I know this is one of my platforms that God has really, really saved so many lives with this platform. And we'll be coming up in November on our 6-year, well, this is the 6-year, 7-year celebration on being on the air. And I'm just shocked how this time is going by so fast. So be blessed. I pray that you all have a marvelous, fantastic day today. And know that, hey, God is on your side. How can you be denied? You have goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. And that's why you are dwelling in the house of the Lord. Remember, your body is your house. So whatever you do, take care of your house. Take care of your body. Because that's where the Holy Spirit dwells. And as the Holy Spirit continues to dwell in you, you're going to be able to have your eyes to see, your ears to hear what God has for you. And you will be able to thrive above any affliction that come your way. Because they're gonna come now. All right? They're going to still be happening. But now you have a better outlook on it. And it's like, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know how to deal with you. All right? So y'all be blessed. I'll holler at you guys later. Love you.